You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The question is, why are you grouchy?
Oh, yeah, you're coming off a weekend. Something had to have happened that you're all grouchy about today.
And I think, was it Thursday was National Grouch Day?
Oh, that's right, it was.
Mm-hmm.
For all the Eeyores out there.
So we'll plug that in a little bit later this morning just for laughs. We'll have that coming up. Gretchen and I did a little road trip as our first chance to get away this year to do anything. And so we took about a six and a half hour drive. Got a VRBO, so we didn't stay at a hotel. And
smart.
Hung out. We still were not, as we brought a cooler and other stuff filled with food, and we did not go out to eat one time. We just,
when smart we move.
Yeah, when we weren't doing our hiking and stuff like that, we just stayed in and cooked and trying to make it the safest trip possible.
Yeah. Did you still like hose the entire place down with Lysol and wipe everything? And
well, the place did a really good job of explaining going in. Like, this is what we do between every visit.
Mm-hmm.
And the place was like immaculate.
That's
spotless.
Good.
We wiped down a couple of things ourselves, but otherwise. Mm-hmm.
Good to go.
No, it was, yeah, it was pretty good. And it's funny how vacationing has changed. Well, for a lot of people, not for all people. I mean, we went for a drive on Saturday where we were hanging out in around that town, and thousands of people all walking around maskless,
yeah,
and congregating, you know, at restaurants and stuff like that. So I know we're not, you can't really talk about it anymore. It's such a polarizing topic, but let's just say I'm in the camp of better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
And I mask up and do all of that, but it's apparently there's a sizable percentage of Americans who do not GAF.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's true. Yeah.
We saw it on display. And so I'm like, well,
all right. Steer clear. We're go across the other side of the street.
All I can do is shrug my shoulders because I don't get that mentality. But, you know, to each their own. There's nothing I can say because I'm not going to say anything on the radio that's going to convince anybody, especially 7 months later.
Right. Yeah, they're digging in their heels now if you're not doing it.
What possibly can I ever say on the radio that's going to get somebody to say, you know, Dom's right. I probably should be a little bit more responsible.
I'm going today.
So I've just shrugged my shoulders. I've done all I can. So anyway, yeah, it was a good little getaway.
Good.
Put about 900 miles on the car and
got out of Dodge, huh?
Got out of Dodge. First time, so that
good.
Was good. While I was gone, you were in a prone position.
Sure was. So my prep started Friday, check that, Thursday evening for my colonoscopy. So that's why I was MIA on Friday. Now, I will start by saying, listen, if you need to get this done, go do it. It's very
yes.
important that you get checked. I have a family history of colon cancer, family history of polyps. And the doctor wanted to start me at 40 and then get on a every 5-year plan. And you hear everybody freak out and talk about, oh, I'm not getting that tube up my rump and da 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 da. Listen, it's easy peasy. It really was no big deal.
Yep.
I told Dom earlier today, the worst part about it is having to fast for like a day. And you truly realize that you are living in fat America when you think about food every 45 seconds. And I can't walk to the cupboard or the fridge and eat something. And it really makes you realize how much you do snack all day when you cannot eat for a full day.
Right.
And then some.
Although, you know, there's an interesting psychology about that, too, because we've all been at a point in our life where we've been so busy with things
mm-hmm.
that hours and hours and hours have gone by without us eating anything. And
right.
you look
you
up and you're like, oh, my God, it's been like 18 hours.
I missed lunch today.
Any.
Yeah.
But the psychology is if you tell someone
right.
they can't eat, then suddenly they freak out.
Right. It made me realize, though, how much I do go to the cupboard every day and just grab a handful of whatever and just munch, you know? I munch all day. I really do.
I was going to send you a note, a text on Thursday, but I was already on the road and then I just didn't think about it again. I was going to have you weigh yourself before the prep. You did?
Coming up, 7 pounds, Dom. I lost 7 pounds doing this. I did it before and did an after. 7 pounds
when
in
I did
one
it
day.
7 years ago, I did it and I posted the photos. It was 5 pounds for me.
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff that comes out of you.
Of course, then you get all of the comments from people on social media about, oh,
you're full of. Yeah, so I didn't make those posts. The stuff that you have to drink, though, it tastes, the only way I could describe it is if somebody dissolved a bag of Skittles in vinegar. And then you got to pour that little jug into a bottle and then add water to it and then really choke it down. And it's so, so bad.
How did you pass your time? If you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah, I threw a movie on. And again, that whole thing, like I wasn't in the bathroom for hours and hours and hours. Like every 10 minutes or so, I had to scamper in and sweet, sweet release and scamper out. It really was not just a constant, wah! Now, it is kind of funny because before this whole procedure, numerous people, I got text messages from people even saying, when you do this, do not trust a toot. Do not pass gas. Well, I took my first dose Thursday night at 5 o'clock. And at 5:10, we were all sitting in the living room just talking, me and Nicole and the two kids. And I'm sitting in the chair and I feel a toot coming, Dom. A toot is brewing, okay? And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, ah, this is going to be a silent but deadly toot, whatever. So I raise my little booty cheek and give her a little push, and I poop my pants. I'm pretty sure I ruined my favorite pair of Under Armour workout pants that I had on and a pair of Super Mario Brothers underwear. Sorry, ladies, I'm taken. But yeah, I unleashed some fury and it was like 10 minutes after I'd taken it. But after having nothing but liquids all day and no food, and you're pretty much ready to rock. So I did not listen to the advice of my friends and I had to quickly run upstairs with the kids just dying laughing. Nicole was dying laughing and you could see on the back of my pants that I had obviously pooped my pants.
Fantastic.
So the kids have proceeded to tell every relative about this, every neighbor, everybody they come across. They're like, Dad pooped his pants. Like, really?
You know why this brings me so much joy? It's because we did a segment on the show several years ago where we all fessed up about doing that. And I believe you were the one who raised your hand and said, I've never done that.
Never done it.
Not as an adult. And so I'm just
And now
glad.
That I have, I don't recommend it because it is to embarrassing to do that in front of your family. But on the other hand, we had such a good laugh. We all had tears in our eyes because it was like, uh-oh. So anyway, yeah. I got it done. Everything went well. They did find a couple polyps, so that's why I did it. So those were sent off to the lab to be tested. And then, boom, I was done, and we went for fajitas afterwards, which was awesome.
I was going to ask what your
She's like, what do you want? I go, fajitas. I want fajitas. So we went and got Mexican food afterwards. And but the whole thing, man, it wasn't that bad. I mean, I was awake for a little bit of the procedure because the fun juice didn't really take too much on me. So I got to watch some of it, which was actually kind of cool because that big old 45-inch screen's right there in front of your face. And I've never seen my booty that big.
I thought it was just because you were being your normal self and you had your head up your...
Hey-o!